Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got a chance to reverse the TSA takeover of society. The federal governments worldwide have created similar organizations. They're carrying out the exact same squeezing pat-downs, the radiation bathing systems. There's a backlash in Europe. Italy and others are pulling them out. The U.S. government's offering to pay for the machines with taxpayer money if they'll do it. Because, you see, they've got to force this worldwide or their system of total control fails. And I've got more on the TSA that I want to go over today. But I also need to get into the incredible developments on the economic front. So we're opening the phones up on two specific issues. You're welcome to call in on these two specific issues. Your eyewitness reports, I'll try not to interrupt, it's just so amazing to hear the stories, of how you've been manhandled, fondled, how you've been screamed at. Or if you like it. I mean, whatever your view is on this, if it specifically happened to you. And secondarily, what's your take on gold at $1,420+ today? And that's the last time I looked. In fact, where's gold right now, guys? Thanks. I meant to check it myself. Sorry. I want to get your view on that, and I want to get your view on dollar devaluation. I mean, the announcement that our government is going to devalue the dollar globally and rip off everybody that's saved or invested in T-bills, rip off everybody, drive up the cost of living, drive down the standard of living. I mean, this is big news, and they're really doing it. I mean, how do we audit the Federal Reserve? How do we get rid of these people? It's $1,422.40. It's up over $2 just in the last 30 minutes. My goodness gracious. So we're going to be covering all of that as well. But I do want to go to your phone calls after this quick break. 800-259-9231 is the number to join us. Another report, you know, I went over how illegal aliens can come to the U.S., rent even large aircraft and fly around, and TSA stamps it and approves it. Illegal aliens, great. Citizens, we got to squeeze your wife's breasts because they may be Al-Qaeda. Again, general aviation wide open, it's all a fraud. Next, they'll say they're taking blood from babies secretly, which they admit they're doing to stop Al-Qaeda. I mean, 39 years ago to stop Al-Qaeda? But here's a NBC 10 or 10 News report. I think it's NBC. And it says, deserted island being used by illegal immigrants. Deserted island being used by illegal immigrants. And it says, San Diego News 10 uncovered the deserted island and the risky operation that's making it possible for illegal immigrants to sneak into San Diego. Abandoned fishing boats have become a common sight on the San Diego beaches. Very rarely are the passengers found, since they're illegal immigrants who were smuggled into the United States in the dark of night. Again, there's these turbaned terrorists that want to get us any minute. We've got to squeeze your wife's breast. We've got to squeeze your genitals. We've got to do all this or Al-Qaeda will get you. But illegal aliens can go rent a plane, TSA signs off on it, and at the same time, all over the country, from Canada and from, you can just walk right across, nobody stops you. But if you're a good little citizen and try to drive through, they harass you and go through your goods. And, you know, my guys have driven back in and out of Canada doing interviews, and, you know, they get stopped. And, oh, you have a $5,000 camera. You have to prove you own this. You're not trying to escape customs. We have to fax up the purchase sheets from years ago, dig them out of storage. I spend like half my time just storing data so I can be spied on. I mean, it's just incredible if you try to comply with all the garbage. But if you're an illegal alien, I mean, I ought to change my name to Juan Jose legally. You know, go down. I guess Mexico won't let me become a citizen, though. Won't let me really buy property, except in a few cases. And it'll shoot me if I'm caught being an illegal alien. But point is, go to some third world country where they'll give me citizenship, change my name to Juan Jose, and then I'm God. Hey, you want to walk right in an airplane? TSA's like, it's yours. You want to come right in boats and land? Government's not going to guard that because they're the terrorists.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're taking calls on two subjects. Are you a victim of TSA enslavement conditioning, re-education? That's what it is. I want to hear your story briefly. Yesterday it was so horrifying that I was trying to have gallows humor about a little bit of it to hear the stories of them lifting women's dresses up in front of everybody, screaming at people to humiliate them. This is all rolling out on to the streets worldwide in every major Western nation. Same system, exact same names. This is all to condition us. But the good news is giant backlash, pilots unions, airline chiefs. And it was already starting a few weeks ago, so magically more bombs. Remember all that right before the election? And the police tested it and said it wasn't a bomb, and Obama came out and said it was a bomb, and they said, okay, we tested it again, it is a bomb. You diagnose it from 7,000 miles away in D.C., Obama. And Anwar al-Awlaki out of Yemen, he's running it again. He's running Major Hassan. He's running the underwear bomber. He's running the Times Square guy. He's hanging out at the Pentagon secretly. Oh, hey! I mean, it's all out in the open. And illegal aliens, mainstream news, can still, 9 years after 9/11, walk in and rent any aircraft they want and just take off. You got the money, honey? You got it. TSA approves it because they're an anti-terrorism organization. You got to terrorize the American people. And to train us to be slaves and to build an army of goons that think this is normal, of minimum wage people who can do whatever they want. But I also, when you get a chance to call in, When you hear somebody hang up, that's your chance. I want to get your take on the economy. I'm going to go through the economy at the bottom of the hour and continue with your calls. Let's talk to Lou in Pennsylvania. You're on the air, Lou.
How you doing, Juan Jose? I love the show.
Well, thank you. I'm above the law, Juan Jose.
I'd like to thank you for the service that you're doing, Alex. I love the show. I catch all your stuff on YouTube when I do miss the show, and I think you're doing a great thing. This TSA thing is an outrage. There's something I want to alert people to. I want you to be observant of TSA officials when you're in the airport after you get past security.
Notice they're not servants. They're officials.
They're officials. And just take a notice. What are they all showing each other on their cell phones when they're walking around past the security phone? I mean the security gates. Just, and I don't understand why my employees don't get scanned or frisked. I haven't seen Jenna Napolitano or Obama or Clinton get frisked or anything like that.
Well, I'll say this. I have never been, actually one time I think I was lightly years ago, I want to say JFK, but I'm going from memory. When I've come back into the country and customs pulls up my computer, the guy always goes and just starts looking at me. And a lot of times they want my autograph. I mean, literally this happened last time I flew out and when I flew back in from San Jose. But when I go through, they're just like, and so yes, they have already been flagged who you are as you're coming through. And I've seen Al Gore brought past security. We had a caller who saw it himself, but I've seen it myself at the Minneapolis International Airport. My wife began yelling at him about all of his environmental garbage and corruption in the CFR. She was with me up there visiting Ted Anderson five, 6 years ago. But so what are you saying they're doing on their cell phones, Lou?
Just take a look around. I don't know. I don't want to speculate, but I think it's kind of unique that they all compare something on their phones. I don't know if they're because they're bringing phones into the screening room and taking pictures. I don't know. I can only speculate. I will say I felt I talked to one of my buddies who had to go through the security scan when we were both flying out of an airport, and he answered to me was he went for the frisk, and he said, you know, I kind of felt guilty. I felt like I should have tipped the guy. Because it was like a strip club. You know, he felt groped, and he says, the guy did it's dehumanizing. It takes away from what we are, the greatness that we are. But getting the information out is important, but I think there's a peaceful solution to this, and it's a time to take action that delivers results. Getting information out is the first stage, and I would like to recommend a boycott of American companies that took money, like GM and Chrysler, because if their representatives are not going to listen to us, they're going to listen to the executives of these companies.
I appreciate your cogent call. That's a good point. How many billion? Was it 30 billion when they were all said and done after 9/11 given to the airlines? I mean, that each airline, it was more money than some of the individual airlines made in a year. That was a payoff to go along with this. They take our tax money, just like they said a month ago when Italy and other countries started pulling the naked body scanners out. The federal government said, we'll pay you to put them in. We'll pay for it. Don't let a backlash start, because if the little ants ever stand up to us, they outnumber us 100-1. You know, don't let our house of cards, we're going to roll this out on the streets. We are. This is our big re-education camp dehumanization program. That's the right word, Lou, dehumanization. He goes, and the head of British Airways says, I want them out. Oh, really? Well, how about a cartridge bomb? How about 2 days after we mail some bombs to you? How's that sound, Mac? Let's go ahead and talk to Frank in Texas. Frank, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Love your show. Just two quick points. I've been traveling a lot lately, and I was warned in advance that the pat-downs were going to get a little more invasive. As if there was room to go up. But the last one, right when they got to my crotch, they did like a quick thrust upward near my testicles and basically racked me. You know, I was kind of out of breath.
No, that's what the news admits. They press and people describe it as being lifted. It's like, I mean, pretty soon they'll take a ball peen hammer out and an anvil and say, put them on there and just, you know, and it's like, that's how we make sure that isn't a bomb in there. How do they know a woman doesn't have breast bombs by squeezing it? They say CIA Alaki from the Pentagon is going to sew these bombs in, Fox News. AP. I mean, how do they know? Well, now they're saying we're looking at chest x-rays. Ma'am, come over here. I'm a $10 an hour medical technician. So your friend described it as being racked, or you're saying this happened to you?
No, this happened to me. Yeah, because I've been
what
traveling.
Did you say when he, like, and I hate to have to, and I've had some prudes send me emails saying I shouldn't talk about this. It's disgusting. I don't ever talk about things like this on air. We've got a bunch of men and women grabbing little kids and grabbing us, and, you know, oh, you don't want the body scanner? I'm going to squeeze. And now they're announcing, even if you go to the body scanner, they're going to do this after. That's in a bunch of the articles. That after you do the scanner, they say, come here. And, you know, they got some guy there who's got the little exercise machine to make his grip be as powerful as possible. They got Arnold Schwarzenegger in there. I mean, I'm trying to make a joke out of this, but it's not funny. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, have you given any thought to maybe having an interview in a, you know, ex-TSA person or someone still with the organization?
Well, we've had them call in and claim they're TSA, and I believe they are. But I mean, it's hard to get somebody on record because they're worried about retribution or incrimination. Retribution isn't the right word. Incrimination. Somebody, you know, or the system trying to get retribution in their eyes, and so persecuting them to punish them. But if a TSA worker can get in, I'd like to hear them talk about what is going on, because I do see them showing each other cell phones and looking, and what they're getting is data on certain passengers. And, you know, my dad 2 years ago, or almost 3 years ago, was driving back from our family farm in East Texas that he visits every week or two. And he got pulled over in a little quiet road, and the guy said, you know, you were doing 75 and a 65. My dad said yes, and he said, well, Dr. Jones, and my dad's like, well, how do you know that? And he goes, well, I know about your son, Alex Jones, you know, too. And he knew everything about him and told him, oh, yeah, I've got you in a database, everything about your family. And it was the same thing that happened with Enterprise Rent-A-Car when I flew into San Francisco a few weeks ago, and then I flew out in San Jose. I go up, and she says, oh, the History Channel, you say the History Channel's paying for your car? I can see it in here, because I was also being interviewed by them, so they were paying for my car. I can see it in the computer, but it's not working. Just give me your credit card. And she said, I promise as soon as this computer's fully back up, I'll do it. Well, I got the $900 bill because I didn't haggle the price this week, and the History Channel's having to go through it to pay for it. She never did it. But then at the end, she said, I see your address is this on your license, but she said, this is where you really live. And I've gone to great, you know, trouble. People think they know where I live. They don't. To you know, have that obscure public figure. And she just giggled and laughed. She knew everything. She had the same database because she's part of infrastructure protection. And she was asking every person as they went to the airport, where are you going? This is 11 o'clock at night. I'm sitting there exhausted. There's families there. And she's like, where are you going? How you doing? And people are like, oh, I'm going to see my mom. Oh, your mom, where's she live? Oh, she's a little secret police officer, and she's there on this power trip, and the TSA workers have now been given national security clearance. It's all part of InfraGuard. But I'm sorry, why would you specifically, Frank, want to hear from a TSA person? What do you want to hear from a TSA person on?
I think it'd be interesting to just find out about the culture of perversion and what's going on in there. You know, one thing I also notice when I try to warn them about the radiation danger, and they all give me a real robotic-type response. Always it's the same thing. Different people say the same thing. Oh, it's equivalent to 15 minutes of flight in an airplane. And, you know, you can tell they've all been trained to say that every time to everybody. And
that's actually true. And that's why studies show that pilots have all sorts of health problems, even though they're in great shape and go blind early and a lot of other things, because there is, and every time I talk about this, I get emails because people are ignorant. And I appreciate your call, Frank. Every time I say there's 10 feet of water from sea level to 30,000 feet, people go, there's no water up there. Yeah, there is. On average, with average humidity, it's a little over 10 feet of water in the first 30,000 feet. If you condensed it down, that's what an Akola Blue water filter does. It grabs it out of the air. It's clouds. And that is incredible shielding from the solar radiation. There's also, on average, depending on the study, a centimeter to an inch of rock. So it's not just shooting through water. There's a centimeter, depending on where they do the studies with airplanes, to an inch of rock. All those particulate, all that dust, potash in the air, it has to shoot through. And so it is the equivalent, I don't know if it's 15 minutes, of the radiation you're getting while you're flying. And that's why we get cancer. It's radiation from the sun. It damages our DNA. But they're just idiots. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Seasons don't fear the reaper.
Seasons don't fear the reaper. Nor do the wind, the sun, or the rain. We can be like
this. Yeah, I'll be with my grandfathers. With my great-grandmothers. All I want to do is leave a better world to humanity. My love of humanity. My love letter to the future. My love letter. You know, I'll be sad when I'm dead. or I'm melancholy, I think about it, because I won't be able to experience this third dimension and all the goodness in the world, but others will experience it. And once you understand that, you're invincible. Once you're not scared of dying, once you're not scared of being intimidated or being yelled at because you don't go along with oppression. Let's talk to Quentin in Maryland. Quentin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm a small business owner out here in Maryland, Alex. And, you know, the system and the global elite have done all these things to just pressure us and to put us into like a pressure cooker. And I heard you talking about a couple things this morning, and I just couldn't take it anymore. So I'm a first-time caller. How you doing?
I'm good. Good to have you here with us.
Well, here's the thing, Alex. You know, my in-laws, one of them's an FBI secretary, one of them's a Capitol Police officer, and my anti-government views pushed my wife and I into divorce, so I'm fighting the battle on that front. And then I'm a small business owner, and the dollar's devaluing. And, you know, in Maryland here a few years back, not only do they tax you when you're successful and you sell product and you sell inventory and make money, but also at the end of the year they tax you on your unsold inventory. They call it a year-end inventory.
No. Same thing. They have four new taxes in Texas, and it just devastates us. And they try to send inspectors in here. We always refuse. It's all color of law. Every computer, every camera, every piece of paper, every printer, all of our equipment, they put this giant tax, and they have a hospital district tax. They have an unsold inventory tax. It's just insane.
Right. So, I mean, I'm taking it on the personal family front, and I'm taking it on the professional front, and you understand what I'm talking about there, and the traveling. You know, my way of protesting the TSA people was I don't fly anymore. I just won't do it because I saw all this coming. And then I got into the ideology of, well, trying to be a little bit more self-sufficient. You know, I want to collect some rainwater and filter it. I've gotten into doing some ethical Christian biblical hunting where I don't go out and hunt for racks, but I actually eat the meat, you know, that kind of thing. And they're actually attacking me on that front there. There's you talked about this morning about the salt restriction. I got to tell you, brother, you got to understand, them limiting salt is not just about controlling what we eat, though that's a big part of it, but salt is a major, major preservative. And if you have salt and you know how to tan hides and you know how to use hides, and being a Christian biblical hunter, I didn't want to waste any of the meat or any of the hiding of the animals that I
hunt. And by the way, you have all that hard programming, you know, in your genetic code to hunt. That's why it feels so good. You don't even enjoy killing the animal, but it's the hunting, it's the gutting, it's the butchering. It's just like planting plants feels so good. Collecting wild plums or grapes feels good. It feels magic while you're doing it because that's what you're designed to do. And you're making really good points. I appreciate your call, Quentin. Good to have you on board with us. Let's talk to Tim in Washington. Tim, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
Good.
I have a question about the private Viper team threat. I mean, what exactly is the precedence for them to, like, stop me on the street? As a fire.
Well, the precedence is they're completely out of control. They started it in New York with Army and National Guard out searching people. They started it then in Boston and Houston. I mean, they've had Viper teams on the streets for 9 years, and now they say random checkpoints, malls. But instead of having more highly paid and trained police, it's TSA. And you just search Viper teams on the streets. They now do knock and talks. Feds come to your door and ask about your guns. They're doing it in Chicago. And also in Boston, just the places I've seen it in the news. Oh, hi, I'm a federal security guard. I'd like to talk about your guns. It doesn't matter if they're legal or not. I'd like to come in. So this is the system. And it's a total violation of the 10th Amendment. But meanwhile, the borders are wide open. They never built the fence. They built a few hundred miles of it that didn't work. There's all these boats landing in California. I covered that earlier with illegals pouring off. No one stops them. No one secures it. Illegal aliens can come right in and rent any airplane they want. That's mainstream news today. And it's all about, this is literal re-education camp brainwashing, Tim. And anything else you want to add?
Yes, sir. About the economy falling and the dollar collapse, I was wondering if there was a possible last chance ever with the Congress being the way it is to reinstate the Glass-Steagall Act.
I tell you what, stay there, Tim. Let me come back and finish up with you, then Kristen, Sam, Mortis, and others. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com. That's the letters GCNLive.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If your handgun is loaded and easy to get to, it's also dangerous. What if you could reach your loaded handgun instantly and still provide a margin of safety for your family? Introducing the Drag and Draw Gun Vault from MyQuickSafe.com. The Drag and Draw Gun Vault is a small portable gun safe for subcompact pistols or snub-nosed revolvers. It's made of heavy gauge steel, padded inside, and uses your fingerprint to open and close. With the Drag and Draw Gun Vault, you'll now be able to keep your handgun locked and loaded without fear of an accident. See the revolutionary Drag and Draw Gun Vault in action and order yours online at MyQuickSafe.com. That's MyQuickSafe.com. Or call toll-free 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Or go to MyQuickSafe.com. Stay locked, loaded, and safe with the Drag and Draw Gun Vault from MyQuickSafe.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Buy Buy Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It is Tuesday, the 9th day of November, 2010. Thank you so much for joining us. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we're going to have a doctor in studio with us. PhD, top toxicologist, head of the Fluoride Action Network, exposing the dangers of fluoride. This is one place of many, but a big area that we can take control of our lives in. Now, Tim in Washington was bringing up Congress getting rid of the derivatives. 11 years ago in 1999, Bill Clinton, along with the Republican leadership, got rid of the Depression-era law stating that banks, that is, brokerage banks, big investment banks, could not basically create all these artificial instruments, this counterfeit. The banks are allowed to have fractional reserve banking. For every dollar they've got, they can loan out about 10 on average of just made-up money. And the big mega banks are always held to standards that other smaller banks aren't allowed to get away with. And so that's what's happening on that front. They can get away with murder. So instead of getting rid of the derivatives, they actually allowed derivatives and expanded derivatives and then passed the Banking Reorganization Act earlier this year that allowed the big mega banks to control the regulators to go in and take over your local banks and basically feed healthy banks and unhealthy banks into the big mega six banks. So it's a vertical integration. So the answer is the derivatives are accelerating. All the fraud is accelerating. And I have French news agency here. What an incredible announcement. UN calls for higher taxes to combat climate warning. And they want the money to be paid into the new IMF World Bank SDR system. When you get into the fine print of all this, here's another one, Bloomberg, bank tax, CO2 auctions recommended by Soros panel to help climate efforts. And it says at least $65 billion to start needs to be raised by taxing foreign exchange transactions, a global VAT financial tax, and auctioning pollution permits. A United Nations panel said today in a report recommending ways to finance foreign aid and fight global warming. It had nothing to do with helping the third world. That's why the third world read the Copenhagen Treaty and said not just no, but absolutely no. And George Soros is in the news pushing for that. And dealing with gold above $1,422 an ounce right now, silver exploding up to $27 an ounce. It's a law of finance, even in this fraudulent system, that when they announce they're going to monetize debt and devalue the dollar, that's the end of the currency if this continues. And so gold and silver and oil and food and every other commodity is going up, 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 up. But the globalists have to have the next Ponzi scheme, the next bubble, and that's a completely private. They transcend governments now. IMF World Bank, SDR, they've already been testing the last few years, trillions of dollars of it. But now it's going to be partially gold back. This is Zolik seeks gold standard debate. The G20 has always been moving towards this. Right now they're just introducing it. It'll be partially gold back. So then every other currency will look worthless compared to it. So you'll want the SDRs. But they're only digital. So you'll get an SDR card. And that'll be thumbprint face scan. That's where this is going. And this is all their plan, that everything you do is tracked and traced. In fact, I wanted to read to you from Revelations 13, 16, 18. He also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name. See, it's a human number. Let him of understanding reckon its number. It's a biometric scan of your face, of your hand. It creates a number from your body. And this is one of the modern Bible versions. You guys did a great job printing that for me. Print me a King James version of Revelation 13, 16, 18. That's the really powerful one. He also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or in his forehead so that no one could buy or sell unless he had that mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name. This calls for wisdom. If anyone has insight, let him calculate the number of the beast, for it is man's number. His number is 666. Let me read the King James Version. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, and that no man might buy or sell save he had that mark or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let he that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. And I read that Reuters article. Oh, your medication, from Tylenol to you name it, it's going to have microchips to make sure you're not abusing it, and you will swallow it, and then all the smart meters in your house, by law, they're moving towards this. Your medicine cabinet will be a smart cabinet tracking all that. This has all been announced. The federal government, and they're also doing it in England going back 5 years, offers old people free housing if they'll live in giant dormitories where their refrigerator tracks everything. There's chips in the pills. They're face scanned. The mirror in their bathroom face scans them. This is already in place. So they're beta testing your death grid. And what does Bill Gates say? He sits there with that little demonic smile and says, well, you're not supposed to talk about death panels, but if we just don't give a grandmother care, we can hire 10 teachers. And all the little teachers in the audience are like, ooh, somebody dies, I get money. So they play us off against each other, you fools. Bill Gates, what a wicked devil. And I get to hear people, you know, at my parents' church, they tell me about it, and it's all over the news. People walk up, but you say Bill Gates is bad, but he's helping people. We've got to get money to him. Oh, Bill Gatesy. Planned Parenthood eugenicist. All right, I want to continue with your calls ahead of our guest, Kristen, Sam, Mortis, Patrick, and others. But getting into the financial news, Fed global backlash grows. And I've got the quotes here. The U.S. has lived on borrowed money for too long. Schubel is how you pronounce it. Wolfgang Schubel. In an interview with Der Spiegel, the biggest publication in Germany, German finance minister Schubel, 68, criticizes the U.S. calls for Germany to reduce exports, outlines his plans for an insolvency framework for indebted European nations, and emphasizes the significance of the German-French axis for Europe. And he just goes on to say that the United States is completely imploding. Here is Volcker says, no quick way to cut U.S. unemployment. Yeah, the jobs went away, unless you want to be TSA or some kind of goon. Zolich seeks gold standard debate ahead of G20. China tees up G20 showdown with U.S. Bernanke defends bond purchases, predicts stronger growth. Yeah, but it's only given to the banks. Germany attacks U.S. economic policy. Financial Times. Obama sidesteps questions on Fed monetary policy. And everywhere he goes, he has a teleprompter. I mean, what a joke. See, the bankers want to bankrupt us. They're not trying to fix anything. Now, I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up briefly ahead of your calls. Because, Ted, this is incredible. Tell me exactly where is gold and where is silver right now?
Gold hit a high today of 14.2550. Currently right now at 14.1430. Silver, oh, my God, $29.38. It's like going up a dollar a day here now. Currently at $28.34, but a high today of $29.38. Alex, you're reading all this news. I had no trouble finding news on gold and silver today. Sometimes it's tough. But the Europeans are falling apart, too, right now. They have way too much debt, just like the United States has. Excuse me. And so now we're seeing the European countries falling apart, too. So it's like this big race to the bottom. And the United States is, I think, in the lead. But, you know, the gold, I mean, come on. Silver at $29.38, we're going to hit that $50 an ounce. Gold right now has a resistance level of $1,450. That's where we start to see resistance in the gold price. We blew through $1,400 like there was nothing there. And silver, I mean, just about a week ago, we were wondering whether silver was going to go from $24 to $25 an ounce. And now it's just 50 cents short of 30. I mean, my goodness. I mean, Alex, if people haven't woken up to, by this point, especially on that video offer, I'm scratching my head. Silver dollars, Alex, are over $30 a piece now, and we're delivering three of those silver dollars and your videos right now for $89. And, you know, that doesn't cover the postage. I mean, it's a complete loss leader, and I'm just, you know.
It's $160 value because shipping's included. For $89, and I know you're going to have to go up soon on that, Ted, because you're running out of the silver. You bought at the lower price. Three silver dollars, three of my most powerful films in the hardcover DVD case to give as gifts or to watch yourself, and shipping for $89. That is, let me see, so it comes out to about $160 and then $11. So we're talking about $71 discount, Ted.
I know but you know, the thing about it is we put this together when silver was about $23 an ounce, and I thought, you know, this will be a great offer for people. I didn't realize how great it was. I mean, The main thing is...
Well, how long until you run out of those silver dollars that you bought back at 23?
Well, that's the problem. Right now, I'm running right on the edge of that right now. And the
it's still going to be a great deal when you're charging $100 for three silver dollars and the three films and free shipping. But, folks, I would take advantage of this now. I was talking to Ted this morning. The films are flying off the shelf, and the silver dollars are running out at the earlier price he bought them. And he's already losing money on this. He can't lose more. If this continues, he's going to have to go up 800-686-2237. You're not only getting an unbelievable all-time best deal. There's really no profit, so I guess in a way it doesn't support the network. But, you know, this is Genesis. This is Midas Resources, the parent company. We've been in this since, you know, gold was $250 an ounce, telling you they're devaluing the dollar, you know, 12, 13 years ago. You better get into gold and silver now. If you would have listened to us, where would you be? People said, oh, $1,000 6 months ago. You know, I can't get into gold. It's too much. Well, does $1,000 look like too much now with it at $1,420-something an ounce? Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to get involved today. But, folks, some people, you know, Ted, don't just want three silver dollars. Some people just don't want one franc and a free international forecaster, your subscription. That's an incredible deal. Some people want gold, silver coins. Some people are starting to get smart and hedging their bets and getting out of paper and stocks and bonds. They see the writing on the wall. Tell folks about some of your best deals on gold and silver.
First of all, Alex, people have to really take a serious look at their portfolios right now. I mean, if you're in the stock market, if you have bonds, if you have cash in the bank, if you're invested in annuities, I mean, you got to remember, annuities aren't even guaranteed or insured by the United States government at all. There's so much risk in that because it's all tied to this currency. We have the G20 meeting happening this Thursday, and China is going to be wondering what to do with the rest of its U.S. government securities. They're going to be selling. They want to get away from the U.S. dollar. The dollar is in a free fall right now, and gold and silver is reflecting it. And if you haven't seriously taken a look at what you're doing with your money that you're saving for cash flow for your business, if you have money invested in the stock market, the banks, wherever it is, right now, you better be considering gold and silver because cash is like produce at the grocery store. It is losing purchasing power, and it has an expiration date coming to us.
Well, Ted, to be specific here, I'm not tooting our horn. I'm not happy that we're totally 100% right on this, that we predicted the global SDR, that we, decades ago, I mean, that we laid out how they'd devalue it, how they'd have a currency war, and then offer this new global cashless system, partially gold-backed, as the solution. Once they've hoarded all the gold, which they've been buying with their fake paper, hoarding it, all the elites, all the wealthy, all the insiders, then they're going to put us on a partial gold standard. It might even be 5 years down the road. The point is, then gold might be 10,000 an ounce in SDRs. They're killing all the currencies to force us on this new global currency. And gold, you know, it goes up to 1,000, goes to 900, goes to 1,200, goes to 1,100, goes to, you know, 1,300, goes back down to 1,000, goes to 14, might go back down to 13. I doubt it, because they have signified and announced what they're doing, and they're telling us inflation, you know, New York Times headline, inflation, Bernanke says, is the answer to our problems. That's like if you've got one leg chopped off, chopping the other off, or if you got one bullet wound in your chest, shooting yourself in the head. They're like, we're going to shoot ourselves in the head, and that's going to help us. Well, it's going to help the big mega banks making record bonuses, record profits. This is financial global war. When Hitler took over Poland, he had to blow up a lot of stuff. You know, when the Soviets took over Eastern Europe, they had to destroy a lot of stuff. They are destroying things to consolidate it and be on top of it. I heard a talk show host this morning saying the elite don't care if they devalue the dollar. It's not that they don't care. This is a weapon. We've got the Trilateral Commission, CFR, UN reports. We knew exactly what they do. We told you and read the documents on air. I've been on air 15 years. You know, the Trilateral Commission reported all this, that they were planning it. 1975 was... How many years ago was 1975, Ted? About 35 years ago? I mean, they told us, and we're living it. It's not prophecy. They told us their plan. I mean, Helmut Schmidt wrote Men in Powers. He was the German chancellor. He admitted one world government. Total tyranny is their plan. They write books. David Rockefeller, 4 years ago, wrote his memoir. In fact, pull it up. David Rockefeller memoir, I forget the name of it, admits global government. It's page 442, I believe. You can just pull it up. The screenshots online. Just David Rockefeller admits in his book he wants world government. And he said, people accuse me of wanting to get rid of the U.S. sovereignty and set up a one world government. Well, I say guilty. guilty as charged, and you've got all these childlike people told by the neocons for decades that none of this existed. Now it's here. Ladies and gentlemen, I promote what I think is a great deal. I told you buy gold, it was 300 an ounce. It's now 1420 plus. Silver up at 29. Ladies and gentlemen, these are great deals Ted's got, but you got to tell him radio special to get the incredibly good deals. His regular prices are very competitive. They're excellent. It's patriotic, great folks. They've got it on hand, not like others that wait, that make you wait months. But I think you should call right now. The globalists hate it that we know what's going on, that patriots are getting food, getting water, getting guns, getting gold. They can't stand it that the remnant knows what's going on. And notice, because we knew, we're in the power position now, not just with resources, but with moral credibility. We're rising. The globalists are being totally discredited. Here's the number. The brokers are there right now. They're up there till midnight every night. 800-686-2237. Write that number down. 800-686-2237. Take action. Don't procrastinate. I know I haven't been buying a lot of gold and silver because it's so high, but I've got to stop procrastinating. 800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, thank you so much for joining us.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C., until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city.
On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 Truth Group, send your request to editor@rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-0090 today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Do you have pain from a soft tissue injury? Would you like to alleviate that pain in 10 minutes? Science has now figured out how to put healing sound frequencies into a kaolin clay and polymer gel. Once applied to the area of pain, frequency signals are transmitted to the area of injury that activates the release of prostaglandin hormones. Your body's own prostaglandin hormones eliminate inflammation and the pain that it is causing. The result is the elimination of pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. We have thermography pictures to prove its effectiveness. The only alternatives on the market are topical cooling agents that for many are poor performers, often smell bad, may be oily, and do not activate the body's innate response system. If you'd like a superior alternative to alleviating soft tissue trauma pain in as little as 10 minutes, please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit knockoutpaincream.com. That's knockoutpaincream.com.
All right, we're going to take your calls on the TSA and the economy in this segment, the next. Then we have a top toxicologist coming in to talk about, in studio, about what fluoride does. Here's one more TSA piece of news. Indian minister asked Obama to end turban frisking. The Indian lawmaker from Punjab said yesterday or today that she had asked President Obama to put a stop to U.S. border practice of frisking Sikh turbans. And you've seen the Sikhs. They're not Muslims, folks. Not that Muslims are bad either. But these poor people have been killed at gas stations, killed at apartment complexes, murdered over and over again. In fact, the Sikhs actually have a lot of run-ins with Muslims because they have a lot of fights in India. And they get beat up, you name it, and idiots think that their turban means they're with Osama bin Laden. They have long hair as part of their religion, and nobody except for their wife or their family is supposed to see it. And they pull the turban off at the airport. They run their hands through their hair. And that's why tourism's down over a third. I mean, people are just not coming here. Another thing killing our economy. People are like, well, they could have a bomb in there. I mean, give me a break, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, every time there's a terrorist, the government's ordered to let them in. In the case of 9/11, in the case of Anwar al-Awlaki, the few Muslim extremists that are out there, that are outside of Palestine, there are some real folks there blowing themselves up. It's staged. It's staged. And, it's just that simple. But I said I'd go to your calls. Let's go to them. Who's up next here, John? Tim? I already talked to Tim. So I don't remember. Tim, why did I hold you over? Do you have something else to add?
Yes, sir. I was curious about the state of possibly bringing back the Glass-Steagall Act. Is that?
Oh yeah, I did answer that. I did answer that. So they didn't just not get rid of it; they allowed even more. I appreciate your call, Tim. It's terrible news. Kristen in Colorado. Kristen, you're on the air.
Hello.
Go ahead, Kristen. Welcome. What happened to you with the TSA? Are you calling about something else?
Hi. Actually, I'm calling about something else. But first of all, I just want to tell you thank you so much for your passion and your dedication. It really means a lot to all of us.
Thank you.
I wanted to know if you had heard anything about this mysterious missile that was launched off the Southern California coast last night.
Well, I'm not going to talk about it because my enemies will take it and edit it and then say a missile was never fired and then I made it up, like happened with the Russians when they fired one and ABC News reported it, 10 years ago. But, yeah, it's the top story on Drudge Report. It's up on Infowars.com. It's clearly a big military test, but they won't say, all part of their fear-mongering.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to know what your thoughts were about that. I found it kind of strange and I question everything, so...
Kristen, it's very bizarre, and you can watch video of it up at Infowars.com. The Drudge Report also has it. Thank you, Kristen. Sam in Vegas. Sam, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Hey, I love your rants. It's about time Americans start getting angry. But anyway, my wife is Chinese, and I've flown to China probably four times since 9/11, and... It's unbelievable. I think the problem is most Americans never go anywhere to see what, to compare things.
Well, Americans of any industrialized nation have the lowest amount of passports. They don't travel. And so they think that this is, they think land of the free, home of the brave. You drink fluoride, you drink bisphenol A, you die of cancer early and you get your breast squeezed. It's freedom.
Uh-huh. But anyway, Alex, since 9/11, I flew into Guangzhou, China. You get off the plane. You walk up to a little desk. You show them your passport. And that's it. They put the information in the computer. You walk out the door, get in a taxi, and go. Now, flying back into LAX, I mean, I'm in a line with a lot of Asians. I'm the only blonde-haired, blue-eyed person in the line. Here comes the TSA guy. You, over here.
No, because they've got a mandate to train who they think are citizens. Illegal aliens are allowed to go rent any aircraft they want by the TSA. Stay there. I want you to finish up your story. We're back in 70 seconds.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.